I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. This is Wednesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, I do hope you have been with us in 1 Thessalonians, a church under affliction, the Apostle Paul also under affliction, away from them, but sending his trusted team up there, led by Timothy, to minister to them, who is encouraging them as they persevere under persecution and watching them be perfected by the grace of God, growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And now we get to one of those precious prayers of the Apostle Paul. As he has been going through all of this with them, and he has just instructed them that he is praying for them and that he longs to see them face to face, he lets us hear in God's Holy Spirit-inspired word what he is praying. And what a wonderful model for prayer in general and for pastoral prayer in particular. This is what God's word says. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all of his saints. Okay, there's some wonderful little insights there. But notice what he says. He prays to the Father, and he prays to Jesus, and he prays to the Father through Jesus, and he's praying in the Spirit of God. So you see this Trinitarian dynamic to his prayer. We pray to the Father, through the Son, in the Spirit, even though we certainly are a free and rightly address Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But he prays specifically that God will direct him so that he can be again with them. Again, please note that the Apostle Paul is revealing the heart of a true pastor. What is the heart of a true pastor? He wants to be, longs to be, loves to be with his people. You pastor the flock of God, quote, among you. That means you need to be among your people. They're among you, you're among them. And what do we do? Notice what he says, increase and abound in love for one another. He says in this prayer, I want y'all to abound in your love for one another. I don't simply want it to meet the minimum. Let's have an abounding love, because when God's people love each other, there is a great testimony that is born out to the world. Notice that he also adds, not only for one another, but for all. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, in a local church, we not only love each other, we love other believers from other faithful local churches. And by the way, we not only love one another with that special fellowship, koinonia, reciprocal love that God's people enjoy, we give love even to the lost as well. And that's why we evangelize them. And that's why we bring the gospel to them. And that's why we long to see them. But now notice in finality what he prays for with great specificity, that our hearts would be blameless in holiness before God, not only now, but all the way to the coming of Jesus Christ. And notice, we not only have a positional holiness that is perfect, he says, I want you to have a heart-motivated pursuit of holiness that you do not to be saved, but because you love your Savior. He says, I long for you to have that. I want you to have that. I want that to abound in your life. And I want you to live your life before the Father as you await the coming of the Son, and you do it in the power of the Holy Spirit. Our hearts blameless in holiness. Now, holiness not only means to do the right thing. Holiness means to be the right people. It means to be a unique people. We don't belong to sports teams. We don't belong to organizations. Now, I'm not saying we're not members of them or we don't like a sports team. Our affections and our hearts only belong to the Lord. And any other affection and any other allegiance in life is only done in a way that reflects our full allegiance and adoration to Christ and our undiminished loyalty to Christ, so that whether we eat or drink or go to ball games or cheer for a team or whatever, we never set it aside from our devotion to Christ. It is always directed and modified because our life is the Lord's and the Lord is our life. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.